Hi, I'm Sammy. I'm with TV Grapevine, and it's lovely to speak with the both of you.
It's such a pleasure to meet you.
Likewise. So this question is for both of you. Tell me a little bit about your characters on Harlem.
Angie is a vivacious singer artist who is limitless in her pursuit for her dreams, but also limitless in her pursuit of life as well. She goes after what she wants. She believes that she is a queen and treats herself like she is, no matter what the circumstances may bring.
Beautiful.
And Quinn is a Caribbean American fashion designer by trade. So she's a bit of an artist as well. And she comes from affluence. She comes from money. And so she's trying to kind of carve out her own identity apart from her parents and what that has meant for her entire life. She's also just in awe and wonder of love and is in really deep pursuit of what that means. A bit of a hopeless romantic, really optimistic, and just full of hope as to what can be created for her in this world.
Beautiful. What ways do you each relate to your characters, or do you relate to each other's characters?
I think both for me. I was gonna say, I think both because, and I was saying this earlier, I'm a CODA, I'm a child of deaf adults. And so a lot of the language is very external. And so I really love just anything that's forthright, and I love honesty. And I feel like Angie is that kind of person. And so I really gravitate towards people who keep it real. And then for Quinn, I really feel like I'm inspired a lot by her and by her idea of just holding on to truth and hope and love. And I feel like, although I have gone through my fair share of things in life, I think that's one thing that will never leave me, is just knowing and believing that in the end, love will prevail no matter what the circumstances are. And I think that Quinn and I kind of run in the same gambit for that one.
I think I find the most relatable to Angie is that she's an artist pursuing her dreams. And she might not be where she wants to be right now, but that struggle of just having this expectation for yourself. And she has such a high expectation for herself. Mm-hmm. And the fact that she hasn't made it there yet completely wrecks her, but she hides it so well. Mm. And what I just relate to that, because I set such high goals for myself. And my friends will tell me that, like, sometimes, girl, you gotta relax, like, second back a little bit, it's okay. But just the wanting something so desperately and knowing what your purpose is, I think she is just such a dynamic human being, and kind of like how I like to outwardly present myself. It might not always be as bold or as truth-telling as Angie, but the vivaciousness, the vibrancy, the energies that she brings to the room, that I try to do the same thing myself. And I relate to Quinn, and that Quinn's a princess. Angie's a princess too, but Quinn's the real princess. And I just feel, I like to be, I like very luxurious things. I think that's something that Angie and Quinn share in common.
Yeah.
But also there's a part of Quinn that's just so sweet and so kind. And I really think Quinn she doesn't like drama. She doesn't like chaos or trouble. If there's anything that's not right, if there's a tension in the friendship, she's quick to fix it. And I'm the same way with my friendships as well. I'm like, listen, my drama, I get paid to do drama. So please, can we mend this relationship as quickly as possible? Because when your friends become family, you need them. And I think there's just a vulnerability and an eagerness to serve that I share with Quinn.
Very good. And I have one more question because we are almost out of time. You did mention being a CODA. Are we going to see you signing on the show or anything like that?
We won't see me saying on the show, because I'm a CODA in real life, but on the show, her parents are not deaf. But the similarity that does lie there is that I am also Caribbean American. I'm originally from the Cayman Islands, and Quinn's parents, her mom is going to be Jamaican and her dad is Caymanian. And so Jasmine Guy plays my mom on the show, and you get a chance to really see her do an uptown Jamaican kind of patois accent, which is really lovely. And you see Quinn code switching into that dialect and that accent with her mom from time to time. So I think that's really lovely too.
Beautiful. Well, it was lovely to speak to both of you beautiful ladies. Thank you. I appreciate you and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.